This is definitely like a shift though in like the world. This is like a moment in history. This is like, literally like
it's the most tragic part. This is the most tragic event in NBA like history. Like easily.
Yeah, it definitely is the most tragic.
And then it's probably one of the more tragic sports stories period like all time. Right?
Yeah.
Because he's not like an all-star. Like he's like a superstar. Like
yeah.
Questionably like one of the greatest players ever. I mean, not questionably, he is one of the greatest. He's like questionably like maybe the best player ever, you know? Like
I'm like simultaneously so, like not looking forward to and also I'm still going to watch like Kobe's documentaries type of vibe because I'm 100% sure the media is going
to
like
try to profit off this.
And I mean, I guess, but at the same time I'm going to kind of hate it.
But
well, I mean, you know they're going to make a documentary.
Yeah, and like his life is too picturesque. Like it's to the point where it's like
his life is.
It was legendary.
I think the thing that's what the point I'm trying to like I keep hearing people are like, he did so much in such a short period of time. Like that could be able to impact his time. Might not be here
Hey, welcome back, Torch fam. It's Torch of Fantasy Basketball time. Last week's episode was silent, for obvious reasons. I doubt anyone doesn't know about it, but Kobe, Gigi Bryant, and 7 other passengers crashed in a helicopter on January 26th, 2020. Personally, I was hurting, and I really didn't want to produce anything that week or immediately after. Just kind of taking that time to appreciate Kobe. And I did that on my own time. Overall, life has resumed functionality somewhat. The trade deadline happened today. But overall, we'll never forget Mamba. We'll never forget him. This first half of this very long episode is going to be about me and my friend. And we're just chatting about Kobe and his legacy on the Lakers. As always, Torture Buzz. Crack a cold one. Hello, what up? My name is KE. I'm a fantasy basketball nerd trying to come out on top in my fantasy league this year. I believe in strategies and mindsets over a hot take. I'm just trying to guide everyone towards a bomb time playing this year, myself included. Without further ado, let's get it.
You think that's going to be available to online?
This?
No, the funeral.
Oh.
Like his speeches, like
I don't know. Yeah, probably they'll probably put something
clips, out. Right? But also, at the same time, I feel like some of that should be intimate. But at the same time, they're too big of a personality. If like LeBron speaking at Kobe's funeral, like
everyone's gonna be there.
Yeah, recording it, right?
Well, not recording, but I don't know if they're even going to like let other people like in unless it's like close friends and family, you know.
But I'm saying a lot of people are gonna want to go to that wedding, that funeral.
No, I know for sure. That's why they have to keep it closed.
Yeah.
So then the people who are recording are probably gonna be. Like,
who's even in charge of like inviting that? Like it's like is it Vanessa?
It's probably yeah, it's Vanessa, 100%.
But
should be Vanessa.
I mean, does she necessarily know exactly? I guess she'll know. I guess she's the wife of that many years. You know, they've been best friends. They've been together since they were like 18.
Yeah, and she can ask like close comments. Like I'm pretty sure she'll ask T-Mac or like Wade or someone. Like you know, like who are close or Shaq. Shaq and Kobe aren't like.
Well, I guess it's more like a childhood friends. But I don't think Kobe has like hella childhood friends either.
Yeah, he just has, but he has mostly like NBA friends.
No, he's hella NBA friends, but like he's not even his family, dude. Like my mom asked today, like does he have like siblings? I'm like, he does, but I don't even think he has a relationship with them. It's like pretty sad. It's for sure his parents are not. I don't know like how he is. I don't think he's close to his sister or his brother, whoever he is. I think it's his sister.
But I mean, it's like it's not like that. Like he acknowledges that Kobe in previous interviews has acknowledged that he like he has to like let go of some of these relationships because he's like been working like all
for
he does
sure.
is work.
Well, that's what he says is in his book too. Like it's hard. Like it's a sacrifice. That's why like after his career, he's gonna be like the best dad or the best. He was gonna have the best second career, dude.
He was already going.
Really,
he was already
really
going.
Robbed of that, which really sucks.
Yeah.
And when you add in Gigi, it's 100 times. It's like 100 times worse. And we don't even have daughters, you know. Think about like everyone out there with a daughter that's thinking about that pain of losing your daughter. Like, girl dad's been trending for, like, the last 2 days, which is, like, super...
Yeah.
Super cool.
Elle Duncan was really...
You saw that clip, right? Yeah.
I saw it. It was very well put together.
No, that clip went viral. Like, everyone's seen that clip. Because there's just been so much media out of it. There's only a couple clips where, like, girls who don't know much about Kobe, but they'll watch that video and kind of learn a little bit.
That was
a good video, yeah.
That was a good video. I mean, all of it's good. It's just...
Yeah, the Shaq. I just finished the Shaq thing right now.
The Shaq
full, the full 5 minutes. Man, Shaq's had such a rough year, dude.
Did he lose
He lost, like, a sister. He lost multiple family members. Now he lost Kobe. And he said he hasn't talked to Kobe since the last game.
Yeah, where he dropped 60.
Yeah, it's been 3 years, and, like, you know, he's just saying he works all the time.
Yeah.
Which he kind of does. Like, you could tell he's just working all the time. Dude, when will he get to see the, like, Hall of Fame speech, man? That's so sad, man. Like...
That's depressing, yeah.
You know how many Kobe fans were going to attend that event? Because it would just be, like, a really cool thing.
Well, not everyone gets to go into the Hall of Fame induction area.
The crowd.
Yeah, the crowd outside, maybe, but...
I don't know how it works.
I don't think people are allowed. It's, like, it's mostly, like...
It's tickets.
Yeah, but there's limited seating, right? It's not going to be, like, everyone going in.
It's not open seating, yeah.
And then a lot of, like, the front row is going to be taken up with
stars. I think you can
buy
it, though.
Can you?
I think you can buy your way in. Because I seen something a couple years ago where it was saying that, like... It's the Kobe KG dunking class. Like, there's gonna be avid NBA fans that are gonna want to attend that.
Yeah, but
I don't know how it works. I'll look it up actually.
How much?
But it's not an option anymore, bro. Like,
well, he's still gonna have his Hall of Fame. So
I know,
gonna
but
speak
it,
for
it,
him.
Yeah, just
it's just sad.
It's crazy. Yeah, SF wasn't really the same after this. I couldn't stop thinking about this.
Yeah.
Like, the news just, like, shook my world, kind of thing. Kind of cried, like, Sunday night and throughout Monday. Monday was freaking hard, dude. Monday was, like...
Day after
was... The day after was, like, damn, that...
I think...
Like, the whole... I think even for, like, 24 hours afterwards, I was, like, shook. Like, I was, like, kind of in denial. And then the next day, it was, like, he's dead. He's not coming back, kind of.
The next morning is the weird, like, oh, shoot, like, Kobe was really gone from this world type of moment.
And then literally, like, it was just, ESPN was 24 hours of Kobe coverage. Every show, every hour, it was just a celebration of his life kind of thing. I've heard, like, so many Kobe stories over the last couple of days. So I feel like I've even learned more about him. And I already knew a lot about him, you know, so. But he's just had that lasting impact on a lot of people. People he's, like, never met before. He's, like, created some. Everyone has, like, a good story of him. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Sad.
Herman was telling me, like, oh, this is actually on my bucket list. Supposed to have to, like, meet him once in my life.
Mm.
To, like, just, like, thank... Like, I think I said in the group, just to thank him, you know, for, like, 20 years. He, like, wore that jersey on his chest, you know. He just... Like, people say he's, like, the heartbeat of the city, dude. So...
He's one of them, yeah, for sure.
I think he's for sure LA's most popular person. Like, after this outpouring of, like, love he's gotten, like, very few people can garner this amount of, like, sympathy from people. I think it's a tragedy of it too. So sudden.
Yeah, it's very sudden. Like
people said when, like, Prince died, when Elvis died.
What's it called? Like, when
Michael Jackson
happened?
Died?
Michael Jackson, I remember. That's
closest. People said they all had, like, downfalls, you know? They all had, like, drug issues. They all had, like, a downward spiral of it. Kobe was...
No, Kobe was just doing his thing, and then just come out of nowhere, he died. And then that's why...
And it's with his fucking daughter, with his seven other people.
That's just cherry on the fucking ice cream of... sadness type of vibe. It was very...
Do you want to try a little bit of this? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
It's...
Jesus.
Would you just... Oh, wait.
Dude, and then, like, there was an initial report that's saying, like, all four of his daughters were on the... I'm like, dude, after that happened, after I saw him, I'm like, dude, this is... What, like... Are they trying to fuck with us? Like, imagine it was... All, like, imagine.
Yeah,
it was all four. Which would make no sense. Because one's a newborn. One's, like, a couple, like... Why would a six-month-old baby be, like, without Vanessa? I mean, like, I don't know. People are just trying to, like, get on top of the news. Like, it was a frenzy. Like, no, but yeah, when it first got reported, like, half the people, like was like, is this true? Like, no one really believed it.
I think that initial... Is it like a... Oh, it has its own cup? No, it's shot glass, right?
Yeah, just share a shot glass. We'll do something small.
No, I gotta both have one. I think the initial shock was, yeah, like...
Is this real? And that I think that's what everyone went through everyone's mind.
Woj tweeted it. Once Woj tweeted it...
When Woj, I was like, oh, no.
This is the worst Woj bomb, like, of life. You know, like...
There are, like, few reporters I trust, but, like, yeah, Woj, when Woj put it out, I was kind of like... I guess this is it. Like, this is... Kobe died.
Fuck, dude. And then... The way Kobe was among the... was part of the helicopter crash, sources tell. I can't even speak. I just visualizing that tweet just gives me chills, you know? Like, it was a tweet that confirmed that, like, he was one of the fatalities, you know?
To Kobe.
Cheers.
To Kobe.
To Kobe.
That's delicious.
Did you hear what, dude? I've been on top of like every story the past 4 days, just to absorb it all of this before. In a week, you know, we're gonna move on.
No, yeah, it's true. Like when people die, you move on.
But he would want us to move on. He can't. We can't dwell on it. But at the same time, like I think he is just changing everyone's perspective on life.
And it's not, yeah, it's definitely that. It's 100% that. Okay, if I know people die and we move on, but for me, for a lot of people, I feel like there's gonna be a shift in life, like life meaning, life purposes, I think.
Is it just because he was so young? Because I feel like he was 41. He wasn't even like middle age yet, right? My dad was saying like, yeah, with the money he has, probably lived to like 90 easy, you know, like he'll have a very long healthy life, you know, with the way he, like he only has joint pain, you know, he doesn't have any like bad health conditions. He's probably a rock, you know, with his like health. His daughters are so young, dude. But yeah, Vanessa's post gives us like, I think it's very like reassuring, like for everyone to turn the page. Like her post is really strong. Like, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else, but like you see the strength in her words, right? It's just like kind of like words really can't express what she's going through. Like the pain everyone's feeling. Like imagine, like what is she going through? She lost her best friend, husband, and her daughter. The same incident.
Yeah. I think she is kind of like she's taking the world on its shoulders and helping us move on. Like she's helping us cope.
She is. I honestly didn't even think she would post something like this quickly. I thought, like, I was really surprised actually when she posted.
Okay, so as Vanessa had wanted, we're kind of all finding our own ways to cope and move on. For those of you guys trying to support, I'd say go check out mambasportsfoundation.org to support Kobe and Gigi's youth sports legacy, or mambaon3.org to support the other families involved in the accident. And so here we took a breather, as all of you should as well. And we came back to talk more about fantasy. Though I'm sure Kobe, wherever he is, wherever you're up there, my boy, would have been whatever about fantasy somewhere up there. I hope he appreciates how much he's inspired people around the world to throw balls in the baskets. And even more so, people who love talking about other more professional people whose jobs it is to throw balls in the baskets. So today's episode, we're going to be going over some hot players from weeks 13 to 15. People in my fantasy league that I'm really scared of, because I'm very scared of them, and regrets that we've had over this first half of the season, and just fun things we've enjoyed over the week, past 2 weeks, past 3 weeks, things that made us happy. Yeah, we love basketball. So my call to action is to go out there and shoot a basketball like Kobe would have wanted you to. So just shoot one bucket. That's it. Just shoot one. And if you decide to shoot more, that's great. And if you don't do it, I wouldn't know. So you'll know in your hearts. But yeah, torture buzz, guys. Let's enjoy.
I think he's got pretty good, pretty young.
Tatum's
crazy.
You know, I think it helps that all these players' favorite player is Kobe. Here.
Like Tatum.
Yeah. He plays like him. Like
Tatum plays like Kobe.
They were blaming Kobe last year. The Celtics fans were.
Wait, why?
Because they thought like he negatively like influenced the game because he was just like
trying to be Kobe.
Well, no, it's not trying to be Kobe. Like he's kind of like tunnel vision sometimes. Like Kobe started off his career kind of like that, and he got way better. Like he was 4 or 5 assists a game. Like the rest of his career, like he found the open guy. Like it's not about how great you are. I think Phil really taught him how. It's about how cohesive your unit can be. Kobe from like Phil.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That team chemistry. Yeah.
Dude, that team on paper, like, if you think about it, it doesn't even look that good, dude.
Yeah.
We won 2 rings, went to 3 finals with them.
I was like, oh, they just got Powell. Like, how good?
But we got Vladimir Radulovic as a starter in 08, you know? Like, he's not that good, but he was a shooter. Like, but Phil also called him Space Cadet because he's kind of stupid. Like, he didn't. He could only shoot. Like, nothing.
He's like a big oaf sometimes.
He's a big oaf.
He's a big oaf. But yo, when Powell came on, Powell had some finesse. Like when he was like young and gunning and playing at the elbow.
Yeah, but it was just like he got really exposed against Boston because KG was so like
aggressive.
Old school, aggressive.
Yeah, like bumping.
Perkins is and Bynum was still kind of scrawny and young too. So we. Just
but there was a period when they're running the triangle with Powell, Kobe, and Bynum. They looked like unstoppable.
I think like 2012. Yeah, that was when Bynum was an all-star that year. Yeah.
Remember when Bynum had 10 blocks?
Yes.
For like one of the
I think I had him that year.
That was insane. Yeah.
That is what the hell is that guy doing, man?
He got traded to everyone was like, let's come over Bynum, and then he just disappeared.
Dude, they were like clowning the Lakers. They were like, dude, we won the trade, you know, like it was so funny. Both teams lost a trade, like, you know, like, because they thought Bynum was going to be a god, and he got hurt bowling,
yeah.
And Dwight left after a year. So, like, honestly, like, both, it was one of those LL situations, like.
But now, Dwight's working under LeBron's system. You know, like, he's actually looking hustly this year.
The LeBron system. I prefer the Vogel system. Like,
give
respect to that
the
man.
The Vogel system. That's true. Defense.
He's getting LeBron. I don't think it's just Vogel. I think it's a staff. When you have that many head coaches as like all assistants, it's as if like I had a club and I'm hiring all presidents, and then he's gonna be my vice president, he's gonna be my secretary. Like I just give them all like lower positions, but everyone's president banking.
Stronger as an org.
It's intelligence and like feedback everyone gives each other. Jason Kidd's like the 4th coach on his team. He's probably not good enough to be a head coach, but he's a pretty, if he's your 4th.
Like an offense coach?
Yes, yeah.
Jason Kidd is
And he's one of the guys LeBron will listen to, too, because LeBron needs older people to.
Oh, shit. Where'd he go? Oh, he's right there.
My team's gotten way better since I dropped OG.
Yeah.
OG was
tanking,
killing
yeah.
me for a while.
You happy?
And I was just,
you're happy you dropped him?
Well, Norman Powell's. Like was top 5. You see how the Norman Powell's top 5 before. Like
I regret not.
No, but he's coming back to earth now. But he still got my 4 steals yesterday. I'm like, okay.
Norman Powell's a great. Like, oh my god, that's
UCLA.
Born when he was like starting, like
you know what he's got. He's got a nice stroke. Like, he's got like a very nice simple.
Ayton though.
But Ayton's been good though.
Ayton's been fantastic. Oh my god.
He shot 13 for 15 last time. Did you see?
No, I did not know it.
I remember when Richard told me he's not going to get any stocks this year. I'm like, okay. Like, that was if I look at like what Luka did last year, I'm going to be like, that's why I didn't draft him. Just because I was scared of the turnover. I'm scared of the free throw. And it's honestly, his free throw has been kind of shitty lately. Like, if it's like the shittier it gets, like with LeBron too, like you don't want to have it. It's gonna be hard to win that category. But I mean, Giannis has it too. It's not. Tank free throw's kind of common now, I think.
Yeah, like
because if Giannis, LeBron, Luka, sometimes.
This year I'm playing, and taking free throws. Like it's actually easy to run.
But
like
you know,
I don't have to worry about.
You know what you have to do too. I think you have to take tank assists every year too. I think assists is stupid, because if you win assists, you're probably gonna lose turnovers. So why don't you just focus on, like, being competitive.
This year it'd be just nice to just be okay on assist. Like,
most people aren't good in assist, though, I feel like, in general.
That's true. In our league, you mean? Or?
Wait, why, though?
I don't know. Like,
in general, people aren't that
good. You know why? Because Andy has all the guards. Okay.
No. Even in other leagues, I feel like it's... How are assists in other leagues for you?
Because we're only playing...
Dude, I don't know. This team looks... It looks good, but I'm getting killed. Like, I always lose.
Capella's quiet. Is he alright? He'll bruise. Very quiet.
The Rockets are a mess right now.
The Rockets are a mess. Like, they're... What's going on in the Houston?
James Harden.
Yeah, he's been sucking really hard.
Look at James Harden's line recently.
No, I'm really confused. Like, why?
I don't get it because... I don't watch their games. I hate watching them. So I look at the box score. But, like, he's been shooting Look at that. Is he hurt?
I have no idea.
He has to be hurt. There's no... That's so crazy because he's still number one on this.
Yeah.
But he's been bad for, like... Oh.
James Harden bruised left leg. 5 for 18. What did he shoot
from? He shot, like, 10 for 80 from 3 for, like 10 games. He shot, like, 20%, less than 20% from 3. Like, a 10-game stretch. So he was shooting terrible, like, ass.
That's weird. I didn't... Why is he shooting so badly?
He's shooting, like, Westbrook status.
Westbrook is breaking.
Wait, Westbrook's been killing it.
Westbrook's been out. I'm telling you, dude, they're past. Like, it's your turn to suck now. Like, honestly, like.
No, Westbrook's been doing well, though.
Westbrook's been going off.
Wait, I don't get it, though. Like, why is he
going off? They're, like, literally, like, your turn to be good now. I'm gonna chill. Like, I have no idea. Like, Westbrook has been an animal.
No, if anything, people, like, it's not the correct take, but Poussin, he's carrying the Rockets. He's, like, the best player lately, because he's actually, like, scoring consistently.
What happened? Like,
to James? I don't know.
I don't know what happened to James. Is he alright? Is he injured?
He hasn't been going to strip clubs. I think this is a downfall. I think our NBA post made him insecure, and now he goes into strip clubs anymore because he doesn't want to be known as that guy anymore, but his game is off because he's not getting that, you know, strip club.
He needs his strip clubs, bro.
He needs it's for insanity.
Maybe he just does well in Miami still.
Oh my god, I can't imagine James Harden as a Miami Heat. He would just be the worst athlete.
Oh my god. I put a filter for just this past week. Guess who's number 3 in points? Just guess. Any random player. Just guess a random player. Who do you think is top 3rd in points?
Dame. Dame's up there. Yeah, Dame's been killing it. I know that.
Dame is number 1.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Bradley Beal.
Yeah, because of the 40-point game. What else did he have?
Number 3 is Russell Westbrook.
Shit. Yeah, I've been playing against him. I think that's why I've been losing.
Dude, Russ, are you playing?
He's got 39 tonight, dude.
Vincent's team is very scary. I'm like...
Kelly was saying that.
I'm very scared of to fight Vincent's team.
Because he's pretty freaking good. You guys talked enough shit.
I talked enough shit where Pun turned it... I'm really scared of Punts.
You got Nurkic. Well, I don't think Nurk's gonna do anything, but I picked him up too in my other league.
I think Nurk's an interesting good pickup.
Like, someone should pick up. I mean, I don't have anyone. Maybe I'll pick him up. Don't take him on me. You don't need any more talent. But I was like, don't swoop him, please.
You know who I really wanted? And I'm really sad that I didn't get early enough.
Who?
Oladipo.
Oh yeah.
Well, I should just stashed him.
You should, yeah. But you're starting Steph right now.
That's true. That's true.
That's you true, get the true. Best stasher, technically, not that's Nurkic. True. Like, Steph Curry kills Nurkic off the water. Like, 3 Nurkic's is 1 Steph. Like, 2.5 Nurkic is 1 Steph, so.
That's true.
Don't trip.
No, but.
I'm trying to pick up Wendell like, real quick, but I mean.
Someone picked up Noel. Oh, Dennis. Dude, Dennis picked up Noel. God, I'm going to pick up Noel in the other league.
Why, is he getting traded?
No, but, like, Noel, even without getting traded, he, like, does some work. I'm going to go to the other leagues. If Noel's still there, I'm going to pick him up right now, actually. Because he's still on our waiver.
It was nice, dude. I literally just, like, didn't... I'm not checking the fantasy, like, as much, like, this week.
Yeah, taking a break from fantasy is necessary.
No, because, like, my team is not even bad. Like, I don't even have players I should be dropping. I should just set my lineups. But I'm just not winning. So, it's just, like... I'm just at the point where I'm just, like, whatever. Like, this is who I'm going to roll with kind of thing. Shea with a pretty good line too. Again, dude, like it's a very clean. It's like a 9-cat line. Dude, he's still good. He's the best late draft pick. But
he, you know, he's like when someone puts up that type of line, you know they're just good.
But then,
like a good
so
player.
I was looking through the draft, and Vincent got Sabonis at like 88, and he got Ingram at like 90. He got like back to back.
Dude, great. Ingram is single handedly like making any team just miraculously better. Like I have
even fantasy team.
Yeah. Fantasy wise, let me see.
Yeah, you played against Zach last week. Zach killed it last week, right?
Zach, so scary. And every time I open the phone and I look at your categories, I was like, oh my god. And I like turn off the phone. I didn't want to like talk about it because I feel like your team was just
okay, but it didn't matter though. Like, you were winning the whole week,
which is really confusing to me because like your team is just
so isn't that kind of like you see in my end where I was like, there's nothing else I can do right now. Like,
yeah. Your team is like absolutely like going on all cylinders. I was kind of really confused. What do you?
Which team are you scared of most?
I'm. On paper, I would be scared of Dennis's, but in my heart, I'm scared of Puns.
In your heart, wow.
I'm like Puns team is pretty scary.
Because he's fifth place right now. That's crazy, but it's because he's got Kyrie back.
Wait, where did he get Jaren Jackson from again? He traded for him, right?
Did he get Jaren Jackson or someone?
He traded. Dude, that's who I'm trying to get next year.
JJJ, he's absolutely destroying.
Yeah, I want a JJJ. Aiden's nice, but he doesn't give you threes. But like Aiden's like, if you want to dominate like your field goal and like the basic cats, like he'll. But yeah, he doesn't give you any three. That's such a downer in today's league.
To not when your big doesn't also get threes, you know.
I know, but it's asking for too much. Like, I should be happy with like.
No, he's doing amazing lines, but we're a little greedy. Like, hey, can we get a little more threes though?
Because it's just the game's different now. You know, you got Jokic. I didn't even say Jokic.
Dude, he has Jokic, dude. It's scary. I'm actually like in my heart, I'm scared of Punt's team. Like, I like.
And you're not scared of Howard's team. Howard's is just Howard.
It honestly sucks that Giannis is shooting as bad free throw as bad as he is. Like, it's weird.
Why does Howard's team always not too well? PG hasn't been playing.
PG hasn't been playing. It's like it hurts. It hurts for anyone.
No, he has PG and Jamal. And I think Oubre started doing less well than when Aiden came back, right? Yeah, he cooled off a little bit. Or not really. Oubre. He's got.
Dude, Jeremy Lamb's finally going off again.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Because Brogdon gave him some dimes tonight. Brogdon makes the offense. Brogdon's like a great, like, court vision, dude. It's like Chris Paul, like a game manager.
Yeah. He's a good, like, leader. Like, a court.
Dude, this is
a court general. He's a court general.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
These fantasy basketball experts are stupid because I don't think anyone saw Ingram or Chris Paul being top 15 this year. Like, there's
not
a person.
No one saw it, but like I put him on my do not draft list.
Exactly.
Like that's I don't. I didn't do any like changes, but I put him specifically on.
No, Ingram too. Like, Ingram wasn't like.
Well, I left Ingram on there just like to run the on auto, but like Chris Paul, I had him on do not draft.
Ingram's average draft pick was like 100 though.
Okay, yeah, so that's where he went in our league. Like,
no,
it's like
mostly,
bottom.
It's not our league. It's every league. He went like. People waited 90 people to pick him. And he is.
Ingram's just balling out. Like, he's just a good baller. Like, honestly.
He said he garnered, like, no respect. Like, no one believed in him. Everyone just thought he was garbage.
Yeah, everyone kicked him out. They're like, oh, they hyped him to win last, like, to be good last year, and it just didn't meet expectation. But he's balling out.
No, he was
year.
Good last year. He was good. He was good last year. That's why he got traded.
Was he good last year?
He scored 30 points against the Bucks on national TV. Like, it was like a pretty huge game. Like, Giannis was guarding him. He scored 30-plus on Giannis.
That's true.
That was his last month as a Laker. He was putting up fat games. But, I mean, I didn't see him being this good for this consistently. But he was showing signs last year. Like, there's a reason why the Pelicans wanted him.
Did you see that thing about Beal, like, complaining about, like, the losing, like a couple, I think it was like a couple weeks ago.
He was like tired. He's like, I'm done losing, guys. Come on.
But I mean, it's not like
it's a weird like thing to put out.
It's like he knew what he signed up for, you know, like staying there, like being loyal. But like, they're never gonna be like great. I feel like, you know, a team like the Wizards.
Yeah. They could just be like a year where like they can be like Portland and get lucky, maybe make it to a conference final game.
Dude, I'm still. You have Zion back.
I'm glad I have him back.
Bro, we're running into the second like part of Zion's season right now. Like he's coming back.
Dude, I wish I watched that first game live. I definitely was not watching that fourth quarter when he, because I watched the first, like I watched like the second quarter, turned it on, and it looked like a playoff game, because everyone was wearing red, like you know how like it's a call, it looked like a college game.
Yeah.
It looked like, look, this is not a regular season game, and then Zion just didn't get the ball because he was just in the focal point of the offense yet. You know, they have too many good guys, where he's not someone that they have to get the ball to. You know, they got Drew, who's a great player. They got Ingram, who's a great player. They got Zoe, who's a great facilitator. But like, they have options, you know. So Zion's like.
But when Zion figures it out within that offense, though, I don't.
He will.
Can Drew, you imagine Zion and?
Because I think he's got great facilitators. He got Drew and Zoe giving him the rock.
I'm sure BI gives him like, if BI and, yeah, and Zion get comfortable together, I think they're
gonna. I think it's over.
Yeah, that'll be crazy. Can you imagine?
That's my second team, dude. I think I can because I got rooted for all those Lakers. Like, I still love Josh Hart, but like he don't play for us anymore.
If we do our own private, like a 13 player draft, I pick Zion for my finals like draft. Like,
oh yeah,
if they make playoffs, no, okay, they're pretty far from playoffs, but if they make playoffs.
No, but I guess for him, like, for at least for fantasy purposes, there's too much of a minutes restriction for me to be overly high on him because. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he's still, like, always going to be limited in how much he plays.
True, true, true.
But in terms of owning him, I guess it's still fun. Because, like, when he does anything crazy, it's like, I have him. But I feel like I own Dame in the league this year. I do not. You know, Dame's been absurd. Honestly, it's easier to go that route, I think, than go the LeBron Giannis route.
Yeah.
Because like I've had LeBron the last 2 years, and I haven't made playoffs both years. I'm not blaming LeBron. But for fantasy, like, there's something about owning him that's not, like, I'm not winning. I don't know why. Like, I can't put my...
It's hard to depend on him, like, for fantasy.
No, but he's killing it this year, though.
I know, he's great for the Lakers. Don't get me separated, though.
But,
like,
no,
I
but think... for fantasy, he's still number 7 ranked on the season. Like,
but why are you losing both years with LeBron, though, you know?
Is it because he turned the ball over too high, and his threes aren't like great? So it's like I have to be sure I'm no, my threes are good though. I'm great. I'm looking. I think like last 5 weeks, I'm never winning threes.
Really. You're killing it in threes and points.
I had nothing else.
Yeah,
I should be winning assists every week. But Levine's gets like no assists. Levine's a fucking shooter.
Levine's just a shooter. He's like, I'm just shooting now. He's probably shooting even more.
No, yeah, but like, dude, he's got. I'm glad I held on to, like, dude, this stretch of games, like...
That was nice. That was so dirty.
This looks like Kobe-esque a little bit. Like.
I probably... Like, you offer me him for Rubio. If I had this right now, I'd probably...
That's insane.
Yeah.
You should be glad. But
Yeah. No, you should be glad, bro.
Exactly.
You had a fat stretch with Levine. I'm like, holy shit, that's your numbers? Oh, fuck.
I'm glad I did that. You should have taken that.
I should have taken that.
Yeah, for sure.
I should have. I did not. I in hindsight, I was dumb.
Yeah, I should have taken Brogdon for Isaac, even if it was for a month. I think I would have still been in the playoff picture if I had Isaac for those 5 weeks. Right?
100%. But now, hey, you avoided the Isaac meltdown.
But Brogdon was hurt every other day, though.
You still have the Brogdon.
I think that's what Milwaukee's concern was. I don't know how they knew it. They just didn't think he was a starting level point guard could handle that workload. Obviously, I don't think he can handle that. He's got hurt way too much playing like starting minutes. Like he was killing it, but like his body couldn't handle it. At least like not this season, you know. But it's different though. You know, when you play 20 minutes a game, you can play 35, 38 minutes a game, like. Back-to-backs, like, 4 days a week, you know, like, your body's going to respond way differently than you playing, like, 20 minutes a game, you know, it's like...
When you go from, like, a bench role to, like, a... Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brogdon?
Yeah, just do me a solid, because I think my last matchup before the playoffs was you. So let's say, like, you know, you don't need that. Just, like, give me easy 9-0, and, like, we'll just make sure I don't see it. We're good. I'll take 9-0. you clinched by then. You know, your first seed clinched.
No one's gonna know.
Like
that. I'll play
Calvin. Like a Luke and Sean thing. I'll tell Sean that. I'm gonna cheat my way into the playoffs.
But bro.
Damn, Clint got 2 points tonight.
Brogdon played tonight though?
Yeah.
That's 100% a line that I would keep.
Yeah. The steals are abnormal. He's not ever getting 3 steals.
Oh, he doesn't? But no. He does get like. He gets 3 caps, right? He gets like 50, like he gets points, yeah. Rebounds, and assists.
But his efficiency is like hella high too.
Shooting, his efficiency.
He shoots like, last year he was 50, 40, 90. So his volume is very low. He's only shooting like 15 in the game.
But yeah, he just can't handle the.
Yeah. He doesn't get. I wish he gave you a little more steals. He doesn't not give you enough steals. But he gives you efficiency with high assists. So I can't really complain, right? If I get 5, 15, 8, 9 tonight, I get a little bit of everything. I feel like, I think he's a cerebral player. That's how I describe him. Even if I lose, Cade, these are my team names. These are my team names, though. So,
dude, 100%. If anyone in the league deserves a name, that's you, bro.
That's me.
That's you.
He would want me to be. He lost a lot too, in you know those last 3 years in the league. He was not used to that, dude. He hated every second of that. Trust me, like, he hated losing that much. But he had no choice. Stuck it out.
Kobe's on the wire in 22 minutes.
I already have a claim.
You already have a claim on Kobe?
Yeah. Yeah. Carlton Town, so I put him on my... For Kobe Bryant. Upgrade from kitty cat to a snake. I need a soft big man. I hate soft big men, so I'm gonna get the snake. Can I just do that? He doesn't kill me. I'm doing it. I'll drop Cat. I can't drop Cat. He's fucking no drop. I'll drop Aiton then. I'll drop LeBron. Can I drop LeBron?
Don't drop someone stupid.
I'll drop Kobe for LeBron because I'm Team Kobe. F LeBron.
Oh my god, don't. Hey, Kobe and LeBron are friends, right? Leave LeBron on your team. Leave LeBron on your team. Kobe's a... No!
Let's take a picture of it. It's going to process. It's going to... Well, you can't do it. It's no big deal. I should just let it go. And it's easy.
No, but... They 100% just take a picture of it, though.
take a picture of it. Kobe... You catch him, Kobe fans be like... Dude, people get... Dude, what kind of taco league drops LeBron shit?
How do you drop LeBron?
Wait, he's 100% owned. I don't get it. How's he? Wait, what? How can you be 100% owned if you're getting dropped?
How did 3 people drop him? Period.
There's no way then.
Who are the 3 people who dropped LeBron James?
Then shouldn't it be 99% then?
I have no idea. You should 100%.
That's a dope shout out though.
Yeah,
like, very unexpected fantasy basketball.
That'd be hype as like a Kobe homage, though, for sure. But you would definitely lose that year.
If I'm losing anyways, I might as well just keep from the kicks. Yeah, dude. Like, I got offered Harden and Dame for Cat. It's making me think, like, should I have taken those trades? I think about it all the time now. You know,
is Cat bad though?
No, he's good. Dame is killing it.
Oh, Dame is killing it, yeah.
You know, and Harden was killing it, so it's just like, you know, Cat's fine. But, like, Dame is just, like, the top 3 stretches, you know, like. Cat hasn't really had the definitive, no, he had, like, those 2 weeks where he was, like, killing it with stocks. But he hasn't had, like, a stretch where it was as good as, like, Dame or Harden this season. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Dame and Harden have had stretches where they're just, like, but they're the kind of players to play like that, too, you know, where they'll. Be cold for a couple of weeks, and then like a couple of weeks they'll just go off like 40 a night, like every night kind of.
And for them, cold is like they just
25.
Yeah, like
batch bad.
Like bad they're doing. Yeah, they're not doing efficient or like whatever. Yeah, but like they're just putting
but
in.
But they're
numbers.
Still getting 25.
But then they'll be some like torching hot like fucking sun.
45, yeah.
Human torch stretches, like, where he's just blowing the team out of the water. Like,
I wish I could pull up these receipts, but I remember when, like, Annie called Booker so overpaid. When he got the extension, which he was overpaid at the time, but, like, do you see how good Booker is? Booker is the next
Who has Booker? Booker is a... Ryan. Is on a, oh, Ryan? Booker's on another level. I cannot, like...
Ayton would score more, honestly, if he got the ball a little more, but Booker's too good to, like, give up the ball at the same time, so I don't really...
Like, when you have a... When you have a, like, a score like Booker, like...
Yeah, he the offense runs through him.
They just, like, give him the ball, like,
because he makes the mid-range look hella easy.
He's smooth. Booker is smooth. Bro, wait, what, is it top six or what?
Top six, yeah.
Dude, that's how I felt for my other league. I was bottom. I was bottom. Like, in our league, I was doing bonkers amazing, but, like, in the other league, I was bottom of the, like, I was in hell. Like, I was like...
Well, God. I mean, that's why I think it is kind of just, like, luck.
It's luck. It's just...
Because, like, I feel like you're still a good player. Doesn't mean, like, you're... Like, just because you finished bottom of that league, I still think you're a good fantasy player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm still a good fantasy player, even though, like, I'm... This team, I think, got a shot to win it all. They're, like... The ESPN, like, that. Because my bigs are Gobert, Nick Vucevic, and AD.
Dude, Gobert is so easy to play with.
I got Covington.
Dude, how happy... You have an AD and Gobert?
And Vucevic. I got Buddy. Yeah, so, I mean, this team should be, like...
That is...
AD and Gobert, yeah. AD and Gobert is...
AD, Gobert, and Vucevic?
Vucevic is my third set. I bet.
Bro!
Like, this is a real-life, like, team.
Oh, my God. Dude, look at those boards tonight, bro.
Dude, nothing's under 14. 14, 15, 17, 14, 19.
God. He just cleans up.
Big boy.
I watched the end of the game. The last game where the game saving block, I think that was beautiful. Dude, he was like beat. Like, he bit it on the drive. And it's like, okay, they're going to score.
But he just turned around. Like, the guy was, oh my.
Wait, play. Can we play it? Dude, Gobert's block.
Okay, I watched Mutombo. He never could do that. Like, Mutombo, could he? He didn't have
No, he didn't have that speed. Mutombo was a living wall. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know, but he didn't have like the agility. Like,
yeah, but he wasn't like a turnaround and. A rundown block? That was some athletic.
Sorry, guys. We started watching a video here. So if you guys want to check it out, it's just type in Gobert chase down block on DeLon Wright, and you'll probably find it. Yeah.
It's water. Do you want water?
Yeah.
That is yours.
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. And here, we're talking about how Bobby Shmurda kind of looks like Reggie Jackson, and Reggie does the shmoney dance in-game. And now we're watching the music video for this, for Bobby. So yeah, free Bobby Shmurda.
Reggie Jackson. Dude, my cousin that was talking about him to me. I'm like, Reggie Jackson? I'm like, what happened to that dude? He was Westbrook's backup at its peak of, like, Westbrook Durant, and, like, he just been hurt, like, last couple years.
Yeah.
He's been rapping. He's like Oladipo working on his art. Oladipo can sing, dude.
He's a singer. Yeah, he's a performer, you know? He, like, they... People love him for that. Anything.
All right, one thing we should all ask, like Kobe, learn more languages. I think you only better people. The more languages you learn, the more cultures you pick up, the more you learn about other people and like what they go through and stuff.
Be like globally equipped. Yeah. You know, be globally prepared.
That's why he's an icon. He went to the Philippines. They loved him. He went to Italy, he goes to any place in the world, he can communicate. It's not just basketball. It's
yeah.
LeBron honestly resonates more in America. You know, LeBron's kind of America's hero.
Yeah.
But Kobe, because Kobe wasn't, he grew up in America, dude. He grew up in Italy, dude. You know? He's way different than every NBA player that you think is like, we'll live in the States, listen to hip hop, you know, like.
Yo, you know, like, what's one thing Kobe learned Slovenian.
That's, dude. That's,
he learned Slovenian just to talk.
When you see Luka's, like, interview, he's so, like, he's just so amazed. Like, he's kind of, like, he really just, like, because no one talks that at NBA game, you know, in America.
Yeah, you just, like, so look back, he's like, what? Oh, it's Kobe.
That's how Kobe catches your attention. Kobe just has that charisma.
Yeah. He does what he, like, he learns a whole other language.
Dude, he's handsome, dude. Like, he like, if you're a girl, like, you fall for him, like, in a heartbeat. Like,
Luka?
No, Kobe. Like,
Kobe.
He's got mad charisma. Like,
he got hella charisma. He draws you.
And he's smart. He's not like a dumb, like.
Reggie Jackson, bro.
I hope, like, the legacy of his kids live on. You know, that's all we can do.
Let's go get our hat embroidered.
I'm down, dude. I'm trying.
Let's just, like, make a whole.
I can give you a hat, dude. I have too many hats in my head. No, I'm serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can give you a hat.
No, I have a hat.
No, but, like, my hats are going to be too big for you.
Fit. Yeah, no. Well, I don't know.
I have some snap bags. No, I have too many hats.
No, I have a fitted cap that I want to bring, you know? Like,
I don't think it's specified new area. It could be any hat, right? Or
just, I don't think it matters. It's just embroidery.
Let me look at image. Dude, but, like, I feel like that when we first saw our phones, we first saw a notification, the world stopped. I think everyone's, like, world kind of stopped seeing if the news was real. And, like, a real again when you find out the daughter was part of the crash with all of it. Like, it was just, like, different bullet points throughout the day where you felt, it was, like, pain, pain, pain. Like, it was, dude.
It was surreal. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. Like, it's hard to wrap your head around that Kobe died.
Yeah.
And then you hear that
his daughter
died too. Like,
13. Bro.
I've never been, like, so devastated. It actually really hurts.
I think that was one of the harder things in life I've actually had to deal with.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had really many people. I haven't lost anyone, I guess, in, like, the last 10 years. It's good, you know, but, like, if you don't deal with it for a while, like, because I never really saw my grandpa die. He was, like, I was 5, dude, so I was crying in the hospital all the time. Obviously, I regret it, you know, because, but at 5, like, you don't know what your emotions are. You're just kind of being, like, bratty and, like, you know?
Yeah.
But the crazy thing about Kobe is, like, people who never knew him, he still feels like a family member. Like, because you grew up with him. You kind of went through his...
He actually does...
I think it's because he spent 20 years here. And people saw him grow up from a kid to a man to a father. Yeah, I think he's just had a... I don't think LA's ever going to have another...
You know, sometimes...
I think he's going to be the most famous person in LA history. After, in a city of actors, Hollywood, he is honestly... She shines brighter than Leo and Jack Nicholson. And see, like, they look up to him. Like, they're the ones that, like... They went to the games in the 2000s, and they were...
They saw
the greatness.
The greatness.
And, like, right then, like... It's crazy how many people make tributes to him, because everyone... He had an effect on everyone. People follow his career. Yeah. And he... One thing is, like, he should make all of his Laker fans.
He does.
And this is...
He did.
He was a huge Laker fan himself. This is what he wanted you to do. He wanted the Lakers to win every single year, you know?
Yeah.
Kid from Philly, but he rooted for the purple and gold, you know? So it's, like, always about the purple and gold.
Yeah, he bled it.
I want to go to, like, more road games. I think they would be more fun than the home games. There's so many road fans.
Yeah.
The home fans are, like, too dull, like, at Staples sometimes. It's, like, I was really, like, not hyped at all the Lakers-Mavs game.
Oh, they're all just sitting in their seats.
Because there was a bunch of Europeans that were with me, so it's just, like, they're just clapping, you know? Like, people shouldn't be golf clapping like when it's Lakers, Mavs. You know, it's like LeBron.
Yeah,
it's LeBron, Luka. This is like, there's no better players, and like, this is the future and like the present. You know, or like, he's only got like 1 or 2 years. No, LeBron's got 3 years left. I think LeBron's got a lot in the tank. I think he's got 2-3 good years left.
I think I think he might be like hanging.
He's aging.
He's aging.
He's aging very well.
Yeah.
If you watch some of the games this year, it doesn't look like he tries, and he gets 25 and 10, which is like crazy. Like,
that, for how old, he just dominates like in a weird like otherworldly way.
But
you know,
it's more like he's smarter than everyone on the court or something.
Yeah.
So it's like he knows when to take, when to like get his spots.
He turns it on at the right moments too. You know.
Yeah.
LeBron, definitely. Yeah, LeBron is next level mind, dude.
Dude, Laker fans are so spoiled. That's why it's just like so stupid when like non-Laker fans look at Laker fans and be like, why these Kobe fans like hate on LeBron, or like they don't root for the Lakers anymore. Like, how are you even a Kobe fan? This doesn't make any sense. But when I saw on Twitter the Kobe fans rooting for the Clippers right now, like, you heard what Jerry West told Kobe, like, don't go to them.
Don't
like,
go to Clippers.
Don't go to them, dude. They're just
the Clippers. Yeah, they're team. They're 1A and 1B. You know, like they're 2B. Like,
the Clippers. No, you haven't seen a joke. They say like the Sparks are more popular. Sierra Canyon, high school basketball. They say like the 10th most popular basketball team in LA. Like every like the celebrity Laker fans always
like, say that. Yeah.
I saw Jimmy Tatro say that too. Like, they're not even like the top five. Sparks have more rings. Like, I care about Bronny James' high school team more than the Clippers. Like, people shit on the Clippers, dude. It's just,
yeah, the Clippers get.
It's because they play in the same city as the Lakers. It's something against them, but they've also, like, not done well.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting hyped? That post, who's ready? It's just,
who's ready?
I think the only way we can grieve now is basketball.
Dude, how you know how we grieve? We appreciate basketball.
Wait, for sure. I honestly hope they don't play that late for the game.
Yeah.
Because that means we play 80 more games this year. You know, our Kobe. Like, unless we have to for standings, like, if it's a reason, you know, if we need it, then sure. But if it's set already without the game, like, wouldn't it be dope that we play 81 games this year?
We can play just 81. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Like, honestly, I should talk. I feel like tweet Genie or something. Like,
no, you should just tweet that. Bro.
On the torch, yeah.
Just put it on torch. You have that pulled up?
Yeah, pulled up.